This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We're signing calendars. They'll be available. We'll let you know. They came out great. They are wonderful. So we'll have some personalized calendars available. Also, the Tailgate Moonshine, that'll sometime next week be available. But you have to sign up for the newsletter if you haven't done so. That's where you'll be able to order the Tailgate Moonshine. Go to danpatrick.com. The Pumpkin Spiced Maple, that will sell out quickly. All right, final hour coming up. We'll talk to Chris Collinsworth. He's got the Sunday night game between the Dolphins and the Eagles. Mike Florio will hopefully clear up the Caleb Williams story. Did he ask for a piece of a team if he was going to be drafted? Are there only five teams that he would go to? Just feels like the timing of this story coming back up. There was a story in July that had him maybe asking for a piece of a team, which is not legal. Like, you can't do it. No matter, I mean, you can ask. And I guess Aaron Rodgers did ask the Jets for a piece of the team. But you can't, because you could circumvent the salary cap. So we'll talk to Florio. We'll talk to Chris Collinsworth as well. We'll get to your phone calls. Poll question, Seton, for the final hour.
Dan, we got up right now. Trevor Lawrence is a top 10 quarterback, or somewhat disappointing. That's still 50-50. That's an interesting result.
It is. Jags are getting one tonight against the Saints Thursday night.
Slightly. And it's very possible Peter Schrager, our good buddy, tipped in this favor. He is now slightly a top 10 quarterback. Or 11 through 32 be very disappointing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's a disappointment. I'd say he's a top 10 quarterback. Like, right there. I think when you pause, that always is like, are you sure about that? Well, I'm just, you know, doing the inventory of the top 10 quarterbacks.
You're going to go who's ahead of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Is Brock Purdy ahead of Trevor Lawrence? Is Dak Prescott ahead of Trevor Lawrence? Lamar Jackson ahead? Paulie?
Here's a hypothetical, just to compare them.
Okay.
Let's say the San Francisco 49ers, who have a very good roster, right, didn't have a quarterback, and three guys were available for the same time, same price. Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts. Same price. Basically the same age.
Well, I know that if you asked Kyle Shanahan this, he'd say, well, I would take my guy, Brock Purdy. But let's say I take it out of San Francisco, and – like, we make the call for the 49ers.
You're adding a young quarterback to a very talented roster. It's tough.
Yeah.
I think we lean towards Trevor Lawrence because we still feel like there's superstar inevitability with him.
It feels like his ceiling is higher. We haven't seen it yet. Jalen Hurts got to the Super Bowl. Hasn't been great this year. Purdy, I think Brock Purdy fits who Kyle Shanahan wants out there. That's just sort of him out there. He's able to program Brock Purdy. I would say Brock Purdy, just because I've seen it work. I've seen it work in the system. Trevor Lawrence, number one overall pick. Jalen Hurts was a high second round pick, and Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. But, you know, the right guy for the right team is the key there. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence would be accurate enough for Kyle Shanahan's offense. Brock Purdy throws the ball down the field. It's not like these little dump-off passes, bubble screens. Now, they do that, but he's not afraid to throw it down the field. Jalen Hurts, a wonderful player, tough player. But it feels like Kyle Shanahan likes that. I think he wanted Mac Jones. I truly believe that he wanted Mac Jones. And then was talked out of it, and they took Trey Lance. All right, the final hour coming up here. We have baseball this afternoon, Phillies at the Diamondbacks, Astros at the Rangers, and then it'll be the Jags against the Saints. I watched a little bit of the Las Vegas Aces beating the Liberty, second straight WNBA title. WNBA is in a good position. And can you imagine when Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Paige Beckers, they come into the WNBA? Now, will they be as good in the WNBA as they've been in college? And they probably won't be, because that's saying a lot, certainly for Caitlin Clark. Paige Beckers has had injuries, and Angel Reese is certainly a personality there. But, you know, future's pretty bright, I would think, for the WNBA to get those players. And if you get Vegas and New York, and they're competing for the title, and the Aces are, they were down a couple of players and still ended up winning that game. But I'd say they're in pretty good position. If you could place Caitlin Clark somewhere. Like MLS goes, where do we want Messi? We'll put him in Miami. Okay, if you could do that with Caitlin Clark, because she's going to be a huge draw. She'll be the number one overall pick, I would imagine. If you could take Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark, you're going to take Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is going to get eyeballs as well on your franchise. And, they're both impactful players. Caitlin Clark is, that's a unique talent coming into the WNBA. Yeah, Paul.
I think if I were placing Caitlin Clark on a team, I would go with the Indiana franchise. I think they might have the number one pick this upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good franchise. It's a basketball state. It's Midwestern, where she already dominates the Midwestern scene of basketball.
Didn't she say to me that she hadn't ruled out going back to Iowa?
Right, because she gets the free COVID year. Yeah. So she could go back to Iowa next year.
Yeah.
How about Angel Reese with the
now?
LA
what if
team?
She asked for a piece of the Indiana franchise? They'd probably give it to her. yeah, sure. Yeah, come on in. We'll give you a slice of the Indiana team. Maybe Los Angeles. How about her in Los Angeles? They have the third pick.
Ooh, trade up.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
I think Angel Reese, Chicago Sky. If Caitlin Clark goes to Indiana Fever, it got the Indiana Chicago Midwest battle going. Mm. That would be great.
Mm, okay.
For me.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
These college kids are rich. You see Andrew Reese just signed with Reebok?
No.
Shaq's running Reebok, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That
was
his first signing, I think.
Yeah.
Was Andrew.
Shaq and Iverson are the faces of Reebok now.
God, these college kids.
Yeah. Good for them. Yeah.
Leave and do what? They'll be less famous in the WNBA than in college.
No, you're right. And probably make less money in the WNBA.
Like, it's wild.
Probably fly on worse planes, probably, like, everything.
yeah, that's true. You know, you're flying charter, probably, the LSU women's team, I'm guessing.
Bigger crowds?
Yeah, that's true.
Dang.
Well, Caitlin Clark just played in front of 60,000. You're not going to have, five games to reach that total. Yes, Paul. Or yes, Todd.
When you're sitting in C39D for the Minnesota Lynx, you're like, you know what? Maybe one more year in college would have been nice.
Yes, Marv.
No, when you go to UConn, Iowa, LSU, you're selling out arenas, yeah. usually 10,000.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing in WNBA for a regular season game.
Although there was atmosphere last night in Brooklyn.
The finals.
Yeah, yeah, there was atmosphere. It was exciting. You know, there's some good basketball. But the Aces were down a couple of players and ended up winning.
Best case scenario, L.A. and Vegas, two best teams, bunch of star power. So, man, good for them.
All right, some phone calls in here. Casey in New York. Hi, Case. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 58200. Yeah, I got a couple of suggestions for Krappensburg State. Head coach, offensive coordinator, head coach Mac Brown, offensive coordinator Mike Leach, and I also have the slush fund that would fund them.
All right.
That would be the Brown Trout Liberation Fund.
Thank you, Casey.
All right.
T-shirts available at danpatrick.com. Krappensburg State. Also, we have the Krappensburg State baseball T-shirt. We have the runs. And
Double Deuce.
Double Deuce.
The campus bar.
Campus bar.
We got bumper stickers. We have a coffee mug. Two bumper stickers, as a matter of fact. A window sticker.
Krappensburg State.
There might be hats coming soon, I believe.
We are always bowl eligible.
Football motto.
It sounds like that would be a pretty good T-shirt as well. Always bowl eligible.
Bold,
oh, are you writing it down?
As a matter of fact.
I text Seton yesterday. I don't know what time I text you, but I said, hey, I got an idea for a T-shirt. You guys want to take a guess? The idea for the T-shirt I had based off of dialogue that we've had on the show this week. Marvin?
Talented but fragile?
Bloop!
Yeah.
How do you know that? Yeah.
Wait,
how'd Marvin know that one?
Did I text everybody? Or I thought I just text Seton.
Yeah, no, you did.
I said, how about a Todd T-shirt? I'm talented but fragile. And Seton goes, yeah, I think we should have a T-shirt. And that's something Todd said earlier this week. Yes, Todd?
Could you put like TF initials on the sleeve? Because Todd Fritz, talented, fragile. Maybe you could do a little TF with that.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Noted.
How about I do WTF?
See, that's not nice. That's not nice. My doppelganger passes away, and this is what you say to me.
Okay.
Doppelganger.
Now all of a sudden he embraces the doppelganger.
Now all of a sudden, Paulie from Rocky.
Firmly tongue-in-cheek, I say that. But
yeah. No, no. You're like, I don't see it. I don't see it. Burt Young passed away, and we have told Fritzy for years that he and Burt Young look alike.
Twins.
Not twins. I said he could be like your older brother, like 10 years older than you.
Even though he's 83 and yes. Todd's like 53.
And like Wilfred Brimley, though, he started looking like he was 70 when he was like 35, right? One of those guys.
Yeah.
And you're comparing the two of us.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Like there's some similarities with you and Burt Young, and you did a wonderful tribute song last hour.
Thank you.
Yeah. Todd, I was mocking it. It wasn't good at all.
I really thought you liked it.
No, I did not.
Maybe my singing wasn't good, but I thought the lyrics were right spot on.
No, okay. You had lyrics that talked about him maybe being murdered.
There was a line in there about was he killed or did he die of an illness?
You talked about him.
To be fair, we don't know. We don't know how he died just yet. We don't know that he wasn't murdered.
And then you said dead on arrival as well. I mean, those aren't...
You could look at that as being kind of inappropriate and insensitive, but it wasn't meant to be that way. I was just trying to come up with some lines.
What was the first line? Something about his heart stopped beating?
That was from me. I said, feeling down, my heart lost its beat.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is you.
Literal.
Feeling down, my heart lost its beat.
Okay.
But I did have, was he killed or did he die of an illness is on here.
Yes, I know.
Was he killed or did he die?
To rise up a challenge dead on arrival, yeah.
Yeah. Luciano, and then we'll take a break. Mike Florio and Chris Collinsworth will do us a favor by joining. What, Paul?
Just to be fair to Fritzy, according to the New York Times, his death was confirmed by his daughter. Cause of death not yet known.
Well, okay. Luciano runs a barber shop, and he had me settle a debate about Eli Manning and I think Tony Romo yesterday. All right, so what do you have for me today?
Well, yeah, I got another barbershop debate for you. First of all, Dan, let me say to Marvin, yo, what up, son? And to the other Dan, that's how you guys doing. So I'm going to start calling you Capo Dan, and I'm going to tell you why. We've decided to make you, the Dan Patrick Show, in particular, Dan, the arbiter of all black barbershop debates from now on.
Thank you.
So,
hold on.
By saying that, we're opening.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I finally got it. Been asking for this for a long time. Yep.
Yeah, so we open up the books for you. We're going to go ahead and give you your hood pass. And by default, Marvin was born in it, Dan. You're sworn in it. So, but the other guys that when they show up to any basketball court, any barbershop, or any family function in the Brooklyn area, they have to mention your name, Dan. Okay. And the password is Capo Dan.
Okay, Capo Dan.
So listen, Capo Dan. So what we're going to do, I want to ask you a question. So you're a bit of a gambler. At least you have the history, a little sketchy history. Yeah. Maybe my grandfather took one of your bets here or there. I don't know. So what I'm going to ask you, Capo Dan, Game 7 on the road, NBA Finals, and let's just say somehow, some way, your pocket pool hand is on the line, right? Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Michael Jordan. That one's easy. Yeah. Mike, all day, all night, all week, all year.
All day, all night?
Yes.
Dang.
Yes. All right, let me take a break. Mike Florio will join us. Chris Collinsworth will stop by as well. We're back after this with Capo Dan on the Dan Patrick Show. Shopping for tires can be, as Todd says, deflating. Not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, just the start. They test the tires. They have a test track there where they push the tires to the limit, and then they give you all the information, all the results, so you make an informed decision. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, and if you're not sure where to begin, how to begin, try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Personalized tire recommendation. That means the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have only the best. They have the full lineup of General Tire tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. And yes, free road hazard protection. Also, mobile tire installation is available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at your home or your office and install them on site. That is something nobody else is doing. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their General Tire results. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thursday night football, the Jags, 1-point underdogs against the Saints, over-under listed at 40. All right, we have Chris Collinsworth coming up. He has the Sunday night game Eagles and the Dolphins. But first, I want to bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and contributor to Football Night in America, because we saw a story back in, I think, July that hinted at Caleb Williams maybe wanting a piece of the franchise if he, whoever he's drafted by. Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, did he ask for a piece of the team? And I'm curious that it got so much traction because you can't, it's not allowable, but it surfaced again. And then I thought, is somebody maybe trying to sabotage Caleb Williams now, putting it out there again? And so I thought, let me get Mike Florio here to help us understand this. Go back to the story, the genesis of it, and how we got to this moment now with Caleb Williams, Mike.
Let me make it as simple as possible, Dan. Back in July, when the league approved the sale of the Commanders to Josh Harris, one of the other items of business was to slam the door on any equity transfers to players or non-players, period. Now, you don't just make those decisions out of thin air. You do it because you're aware that some stuff may be going on and it may be an issue, so the league preemptively says, this can't happen. In the immediate aftermath of that, sources that I trust very deeply, not to be confused with the sources I don't trust but still listen to, but sources I trust very deeply said, number one, Aaron Rodgers had been trying to shake a little equity out of the Woody Johnson tree, and now that's over. And also, Caleb Williams' dad had been telling prospective agents that's one of the things he's looking for. Now, look, does Caleb Williams' dad understand how it works? No. But it doesn't matter once they slam the door on it. And I think what happened, Dan, was he had a bad game Saturday night, and it's a perfect opportunity to crap on Caleb Williams. So these Twitter bot accounts start dusting off a three-month-old story to make Caleb look unreasonable, even though it's completely irrelevant to anything that's happening now. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay. Is Caleb Williams saying that there's only five teams that he would want to play for? Is that true?
I saw that somewhere on Twitter, yeah. And I haven't seen it sourced to anyone. Look, I think Caleb Williams and his dad are in the process of trying to understand what leverage he has and how to go about using it. For the NFL, this is like Halley's Comet. It happens once every 21 years. John Elway did it in 83. Eli Manning does it in 04. Is Caleb Williams going to do it? One of these guys is going to do it because they're either going to stay in school for another year or they're going to have enough money in the bank from their NIL payments that they can say, if you draft me, I'm sitting out the whole year and doing it all over again. So I think they're just in the process of figuring out what their leverage is and how they're willing to use it.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
See ya.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. And now we bring in Chris Collinsworth, Football Night in America, Sunday Night Football. Are you following all of this stuff, Chris, with Caleb Williams? What's going on, what he wants, and what's true and what's not true? We got to unmute you, Chris. Is that us that, Marvin? Oh. All right. We'll figure this out with.
Your setup was gorgeous.
It was. I thought so.
Blowing nicely.
Thank you. I've been doing this a long time. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to the Caleb Williams story, the other sports outlets this week,
yeah.
And I use media outlets, air quoting, they're not putting it in the same perspective Mike Florio did, that his dad inquired with agents that, is this even possible? You see articles out there, Caleb Williams wants a piece of ownership if he's going to the NFL.
Let's try this again with Chris Collinsworth. Chris, what do you make of all this Caleb Williams talk?
Well, for being on your show, I'd like to have a piece of your show.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that would
I think
would,
we can arrange that. That. You know, the okay. piece I'm going to give you is Fritzy. You can have Fritzy.
Yeah. Fritzy. All right. I'll take Fritzy.
Full yeah. ownership there.
Yeah.
Full
all ownership. Right. Send him over. Yep. Send him over. We'll go to work with him.
So what do you make of the Caleb Williams story?
Why not? Right? I mean, you can take a shot at anything you want. And more and more we're seeing family members involved with negotiations, at least when it, as it comes to agents. And if I heard the story correctly, it was the dad trying to tell agents that they would like to have a piece of a team. So it didn't make its way all the way to Caleb's agent, as I heard it, asking for it. It was the dad talking to the agents about it. And I mean, I've been in a few negotiations myself over the years. You ask for a lot of things. It doesn't mean you're going to end up with it. So, I mean, this kid's obviously a special player. He's going to have options that nobody has ever had before coming out of college, including staying at USC or going to any other school that he would like to go to because of the nature of college football right now. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think in many ways he is going to be the next or the first real test case of how far can a great player, and in particular a great quarterback, push the limits of the NFL. Because remember, you've got the rookie wage scale, you've got a lot of things to where if somebody at USC comes up with some monster number, like, why would he not stay? And I've always thought the one possible competitor to the NFL would be college football, because you've got that core base of fans built into it. I think as the SEC and the Big Ten sort of take over the universe, we're going to see almost an AFC and NFC kind of rivalry. And we know historically how that had gone. But is there a case, I can make a case that Caleb Williams' value to USC is really a lot bigger than what he's getting paid. Because I was on the radio show one time and I said something about, I'll bet you the amount of money the University of Kentucky gets when they win a national championship, not to the college, not to the sports fund, but to the general university fund, is probably double when they win the national championship in basketball. For 3 hours on the radio, on WLW radio in Cincinnati, I was told what a complete idiot that I was, how stupid I was. I was so beat down, Dan. I really did. I believed them. And it turned out they were right. It wasn't twice as much. It was five times as much. And so now if you take that and Caleb Williams is stirring the pot and they're getting all these rich alum from USC coming in the pot, are they making an extra $100 million? Well, if they are, can we give him $20 million of it? Well, if we do, does that keep him in college? You know, there's situations here that we haven't even discussed yet that are going to be fun to watch.
We're talking to Chris Collinsworth, a full introduction, the former Bengals wide receiver, majority owner of Pro Football Focus, and he'll be on the call with Mike Tirico. That'll be Sunday night, Dolphins-Eagles, 8:20 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. I'll give you Tua or I'll give you Jalen Hurts. You got to pick between the two.
Wow, which offense do I get to run?
You're starting your team. There's no offense yet.
Yeah. I think I might take Mike McDaniel. You know, I mean, so here's one of the things a defensive coordinator in the league said to me about Tua. Said that he thinks he's the next Drew Brees because his ability to read things so quickly, and they're playing in that West Coast offense, and he's always been a footwork guy. The thing I loved about him coming out of Alabama, and everybody always wants to talk about arm strength, and it's so overdone. I mean, you have to have a certain level of arm strength in order to play in this league. He has that. But then it's the ability to process quickly, like Brock Purdy's doing in San Francisco in the same offense, process quickly and throw the ball to windows. You're not throwing it to a guy. He is not out there throwing it to Jalen Waddle. He is throwing it to a 5x5 window on that deep in cut and basing it on the footwork that he has. And Tua is one of the best I've seen coming out. And the comparison to Drew was a pretty good one. Yeah. A guy who nobody talked about his arm strength, right? But his ability to process, get the ball out of his hand, throw it in the right window, anticipate throws, all those kinds of things. So I do think that Tua, while maybe if he were in Buffalo, would not be what Josh Allen is, you know, because you've got to have the huge arm and a big hand and bad weather and all those kinds of things. But playing in Miami, playing in great weather, and playing in this style of offense, I'll take Drew Brees all day in that style. And I think that's the fit. And in Philadelphia, you know, you've got a team that's built around their offensive line and their ability to run the football. And we're going to see, because Miami struggled a little bit against Carolina trying to you know, run the football there or stop the run there. So this style of offense, this run first approach in Philadelphia, that as soon as you start playing the run, they've got Devontae Smith on the outside and A.J. Brown. Now you got those guys one-on-one. That's a headache. That's a problem out there. So the quarterbacks are where they should be. I don't know, you flip-flop these two quarterbacks, and it makes much sense.
If Brock Purdy is an MVP candidate, why is Jared Goff not one?
It's a great question. I think that we saw them beat Kansas City on opening night. And there's something about this team, and it goes back to a season ago. I mean, they won, what was it, 8 out of their last 10, something like that, and then jump out to the start that they are here. So this is a team now that is playing. I think the hard part for most people to wrap their head around is that if he were really that good of a player, why isn't he still in L.A., right? You know, and I mean, it's not like Sean doesn't know what he's doing out there. So that's probably the answer, but we're a long way to go. I mean, these seasons are so long. I feel like I've been calling a game every week now for the last 6 years, and we're not even to the halfway point here. So, you know, everybody always says, well, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl and who's going to do that? I'm like, tell me who's playing in January, right? Tell me what the lineup looks like in January, and I'll tell you which team it is that I like, because it's such a war of attrition. You never know who's still going to be standing at the end of the season. We saw just taking out Lane Johnson for Philadelphia had a major impact on that game the other day, the right tackle. So, you know, a lot of these guys are people that you know and that you know well, but so many times it's the offensive and defensive line, which Philadelphia, every year they're drafting an offensive or a defensive lineman, right? They're going to try and win in the trenches down there. And they got away with a second-round pick at quarterback who ends up being, playing one of the great games we've seen in Super Bowl history, except for one play.
Speaking of the trenches, it feels like competition committee looking at that brotherly shove, the tush push. Man, it feels like it's too predictable, almost like extra points, and that they may want to take it away. What do you think the future is of that play?
I love that play. Okay. I hope they never take that play away. The reason I love the play as a former offensive guy, there's nothing better than walking up to the line of scrimmage and basically telling the defense, we are running right there, and you can't stop it. Boomer Esiason, one time we're playing the Buffalo Bills. I want to say, I think it was in the AFC Championship game. And he goes up to the line of scrimmage and he starts pointing at Bruce Smith over Anthony Munoz. And he goes, hey, Bruce, we're running right there. Anthony Munoz is the greatest player in the world. We're running right there and we're scoring a touchdown. And Anthony, you can see him on the film. He's like waving, you know, he's like, shut up. Like, what are you doing? And he comes over to me on the sideline and he goes, Chris, you got to get Boomer to shut up. He's just pissing off, you know, Bruce over there. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just trying to talk him into throwing me the ball. I don't care what he does with Bruce Smith over there. Are you crazy?
What's the fan base that gets the most upset at you?
Cincinnati.
No, you picked them to win the Super Bowl this year.
I know. As soon as I did, they started losing games. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, I had one lady one time. So I was in a doctor's office. And I go in and so she's mad at me. I can tell she's mad at me. And I was like, oh man, I must have forgot to, you know, pay her or, you know, do the paperwork or something, whatever they get mad at you in doctor's offices for. And I was like, okay. I said, well, you know, what's up here? What's the problem? And she goes, I listened to the game the other night. They scored 4 touchdowns in that game and you didn't say who they after one single one of them. I'm like, I go, I can't do that. I'm not allowed to say it. But they expect me to root for the Bengals. So when I got the Super Bowl the year that the Bengals were in it, I was like, oh, this is death here. There's no way. Either I'm going to be a complete homer in the eyes of the Rams fans, or I'm going to be a complete jerk in the eyes of the Bengals fans. I mean, it was, remember the old TV show Dragnet, you know, just the facts, ma'am. I was just the facts, ma'am, in that Super Bowl.
Trevor Lawrence poll question. Seton, give Chris the wording on that. See where Chris falls on it.
The wording is, Dan, Trevor Lawrence is ... a top 10 quarterback or somewhat disappointing?
I'm going to say a top 10 quarterback. I don't know that I would have said that originally, but I do think that Doug Peterson has had an impact on him. He's better than what he was. And, you know, it's so funny that these guys that get drafted high, right, they get multiple opportunities. I mean, think if Trevor Lawrence were a fifth round pick that happened to get to play, right, in his first year. And that was all we saw. We saw one year he was a fifth round pick, and that was it. We would have collectively, I think, gone, he doesn't have it, right? He doesn't have it. And they would have moved on, and he would have been one of those second string guys that bounce from team to team until he's out of football. But when they're the first overall pick, you've seen it somewhere, and you just keep giving them the ball, or you change coaches, or you do, like, the belief is that he's going to get there. And I always wonder how many guys would have, if they would have been given the 3 or the 4 year window of opportunity, could have worked their way out of it and become something, you know. But if you're even a second round draft pick or a late first round draft pick, it seems like you get 7, 8, 9 games and you're not making magic out there. They're turning the page. So I think that there's enough of an upward trajectory here to where I think you go, yeah, if I only got to take the top 10 guys and I got one of those 10 and he were one of the 10, would I take him? Yes, I would.
Good to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for joining us. Have fun on Sunday night.
Thank you, Dan. Good seeing you, buddy.
That's Chris Collinsworth, Football Night in America. He'll be there with Mike Tirico, 8:20 Eastern. It'll be the Eagles and the Dolphins. Here's a name. Now, maybe not a popular name with a lot of people, but for MVP candidacy, Tyreek Hill. Is Tyreek Hill more valuable to that Dolphin offense than Tua? And I'm just talking about this season because Tyreek Hill, there's nobody like Tyreek Hill in the NFL. And I don't know if it's because off the field stuff with Tyreek Hill that, you know, he's not in the conversation, but he should be. You know, whether we like you or not, are you an MVP candidate? And he's been dynamic. Yes, Paulie.
Tyreek Hill this year is averaging 136 yards receiving per game. Now, if you know, wow, that would clearly break the single season, yeah, total number record. But even if you went with there's never been a receiver in history to average more than 126 yards a game in a season, where it's at least 9 or 10 games. It was like Wes Chandler in an 8-game season.
Yeah.
Did 126. He's at 135.7.
He's not in the on the short list of MVP candidates right now. Tua is leading, but Tyreek Hill could get 2,000 yards this year. And he, to me, is when you go out on the field and you go, okay, how many guys do we have that are better than your guys? You start with Tyreek Hill. You go, that guy's better than anybody you have. And he is going to, it's inevitable, he's going to make plays. But he should be in an MVP conversation. And Jared Goff should be as well. I think because Jared Goff got traded from the Rams and they won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford, therefore Jared Goff wasn't good or isn't good. But he has been in the last 16 games. He's been unbelievable. You could put his numbers on the last 16 games dating back to the second half of last year and this year. He's as good as any quarterback in the NFL. The numbers show that. And even this year, he's, you know, there's only, Tua is the only guy who has, you know, better stats, I think, than Jared Goff does this year. And that's being in the top 5 in, you know, TD to interception ratio, completion percentage, and yards. And, you know, he's done what you want. Because the Lions, we think of their coach, Dan Campbell. I mean, they are kind of a faceless franchise that we think of the players who used to be there. When you think of the Lions, you're like, oh, Barry Sanders, Megatron. You know, we think of what they had before, not necessarily what they have now, other than they have a great team. And that coach is the one who gets he's the focal point. Normally it's the quarterback, but I don't think people want to embrace Jared Goff and say, yep, you know, this isn't fool's gold. This is real. And he's got 16 games where they've gone 13-3 of those last 16 games. So he's doing something right. Yes, Mark.
What do you think the Lions would consider to be a successful season?
I'd say probably you win 2 playoff games. I would think so. But, you know, I don't want to speak for Lions fans who have been waiting for any kind of success. It might be, we want to go to the Super Bowl or we want to go to an NFC title game. I would think if you had 2 wins, that's successful. If you get to the Super Bowl, what a great story. But they're starved for, hey, we want to make sure we make the playoffs and we host a playoff game and we win a playoff game. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, if the 49ers don't make the Super Bowl, the Lions would be my pick. I would love to see Detroit fans all over. No one seen it. No Lions fan has seen them be that successful ever.
Well, I think you got to go back to the mid-40s when they won a championship.
Yeah, so no one living has seen them.
Well,
maybe a couple, right? A
couple people, probably.
Well, how old would you – let's say you were 10 in 1945. Do the math. You'd be like, what, 88 years old at least?
Okay. Yeah, there's probably somebody who's still alive. They might be listening to us, or you never know. Yes, Todd?
Yes.
Somebody who's laid up.
Just got my hip worked on, so.
Wait. They won in 57.
Yeah, the Detroit Lions won the World Championship, as it's called, in 1957, 1953, and 1952.
Okay. Yes, Todd?
What would be the best AFC story? Bills, Bengals, Browns? If we're looking at the Lions on the NFC side, reaching the Super Bowl this year would be great. For who?
I would say the Bills only if the Bills win. Because if they go back and then they lose, I mean, then it's abandoned ship. It just feels like nobody will ever go, I'm going to pick the Bills this year. Yes, Mark.
And as a Bills fan, you're going to say we lost to the Lions. No matter how good the Lions are, just historically, losing to the Lions would just not be a good look for Bills fans.
All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Probably 2 or 3 times a week that we'll look at something that we did years ago, our archives that we showed during the commercial breaks on TV. And we'll go, I don't remember doing that. Well, you might have those moments too. You don't remember doing those things. But if you have VHS tapes, you got camcorder tapes, you got photographs, you want to make sure that you protect those. Legacy Box will help you. Right now, the 4x6 photo Legacy Box special they have going on, you can get right now family photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents, which is 76% less than what other brands charge. So you have all of those things, like a bad haircut or grandma's wedding, first steps by a baby, legacybox.com/Patrick. Get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. And don't forget, they digitize over 15 other types of analog media. New Photo Legacy Box, check it out and preserve your past for as low as 7 cents. Go to legacybox.com/Patrick. Tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This day in sports history, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, a meet Friday. Baseball this afternoon, Phillies and the Diamondbacks, Astros, Rangers later tonight, and Jags and the Saints, the Jags getting a point. All right, Sean in Florida. Good morning, Sean. What's on your mind?
Dan, first time long, 6 foot, 205 dad bod.
Okay.
Want to say what's up to the only gentleman on the staff, our own Burt Young, Mr. Todd Fritzler, and calling about baseball playoffs. Major League Baseball will have no one in the stands at 3 o'clock because Major League Baseball is the only profession where you have to pay more the higher you go up the ranks. Any other job, the higher you go, the less you work.
Okay. Thanks, Sean. Not sure. Were we on a topic and then he was following up on a topic?
I know the game's going to be at 3 o'clock in Phoenix, but I don't see his reasoning for why people aren't going to show up.
Yeah.
Diamondbacks will show up today. Mm-hmm. Fans will.
Okay. Let's see. Tommy in Wisconsin. Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. FM radio guy here in Wisconsin, 180. Kind of a soft 6 foot, if you would say.
Okay.
Congratulations, Dan. I want to be the first and congratulate you on making it into the Barbershop Advisor Consultant Hall of Fame, or as we like to call it, the BSSACHOF. So congratulations on that. I know it takes years to get into the Barbershop Consultant Hall of Fame. Quick question. Caleb Williams, he's trying it in football. Do you think a baseball player like Shohei Ohtani might have a better luck getting part of a team? Because
it's legal. That's the thing, Tommy. Like, I guess the best way I can put it is, let's say I don't want to pay Shohei Ohtani $600 million, but I want to give him a piece of the team. So now I have an unfair advantage as far as I'm going to save $600 million. I'm giving him a piece of the team. Or let's say I give him $50 million. Let's say you want to give Patrick Mahomes a piece of the Chiefs, but I don't want to pay him $60 million. I'm going to pay him $5 million a year. It's an unfair advantage, and that's why you can't have this. Oh, it takes one call, a text, and you'll go, NFL will say, no, you can't do that. And maybe that's what happened, but it's not going to happen with anybody. And I remember we had Jim Irsay on, and I said, hey, would you ever sell a piece of your team to Peyton Manning? He goes, no. I said, wait, Peyton Manning? He goes, no. I would never, ever, ever sell any portion of my ownership here. I'm not going to give it to Shohei Ohtani or Patrick Mahomes. Not going to happen.
It's more like a lease-to-own kind of thing. Like, oh, we'll lease you some of this for 2 years. How's that sound?
Once again, Todd, I know it's been an emotional day. Burt Young, who played Pauly in Rocky, passed away.
It's very sad.
He had a wonderful tribute song, brought tears to our eyes, and some ringing to our listeners' ears. But you did a wonderful job.
Thanks.
Thank you. This day in sports history, Pauly?
1998, former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson got his boxing license back after biting Evander Holyfield's ear off the year before.
What did it sound like in the ring with Mills Lane?
Mike, you bit him. Take it a point off. You do it again, you're out.
And I was just trying to bite him. I didn't even bite him.
Anything else, Pauly?
All right, quick one. Quick quiz. Blank. Blank, Cowboys running back in 2014, became the first NFL player to run for 100 yards or more in the first seven games of a season. 2014, Dallas Cowboys running back blank.
Marion Barber.
No. Love him, though. No. Great player.
Marv?
DeMarco Murray.
Bloop.
Oh, DeMarco Murray.
Come on.
Total setup.
What We Learned brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Meet Friday tomorrow. Music Friday. Hopefully you'll join us as well. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Enjoy the festivities this afternoon and tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.